Rockishes.
Every night, rockishes. Every night.
So I just want to make piggies and leave.
So I just want to make piggies and leave. I didn't want to get stuck in the house.
No, it was the phase of the moon. I figure the first quarter of the moon. That's my time. I go to the seat and hang on the wall. First quarter of the moon.
That's all they want. They build up a whole conversation the whole night, and all they want is a fuck.
Well, that's all the girls want too.
I don't. I can get into somebody mentally.
In our little establishment of our own. I mean, that's, you know, that's a cool thing to do, man, to have some pop star baby.
Mentally.
The old milk. The road manager from Bucker.
Oh, he's violent, too. Black and blue from him.
Oh, she's so sore. She showed it to me.
I'm black and blue.
That boy's evil.
To every group, there's like 20 chicks, and everyone's jumping them. And each chick wants to be around, right? And the way to do that is by being the freakiest.
And they decided to try something
new. Try something new. So he stuck a sausage upper.
And then they stuck it back in the refrigerator.
And then they put a cucumber, and they put a, what else? They put something else. It's really killing me.
Pickle.
A pickle.
Pickle, cucumbers, and sausages.
I don't know what this girl's made of.
Root.
Yeah, it was the same girls, but the different boys. It was a goof. It was like the repeat of the next night.
It's sick establishment. All this anti-establishment has led to an establishment of its own, with its own groupies, with its own leaders.
They got out of the car and grabbed her in the car, and she went with them, and they had a freak scene. You know what they did to her?
What did they do to her?
30 people, and they all balled her.
30 people.
They all did, and they made her take a bath in front of them. They all jumped in and did perverted things to her. I remember, how about Karen at Iona's house, how he came in, stripped, made them all strip, and made Karen give Troy head. Very sick people. But every time
animals.
I go into a hotel room, she's there. Running around with a blanket wrapped
around
her.
What can she do? She's
the only way it's the only way she'll be happy.
Running around with a blanket around her.
And I walked in the room and she was right in the middle. Right there. You know, like that really disgusted me to see a girl doing that. And I thought of myself, you know.
Yeah.
You can't just screw up your life.
Otherwise they'll really drag you to the mud.
Of course they will. You become a whore. That's how it starts.
These chicks really believe that they're going to meet their, you know,
their
great
Prince Charming,
who plays fabulous guitar, and he's going to take him away and marry him. And it's really a drag because these cats don't think that way.
I was like a drug. I just had to have it. It was unbelievable. And I kept saying no because I was fighting with myself. I said, I'm not going to go back with him because I love Keith, and he's going to find out about it, which he did. And I kept saying no. I said, no, I'm not going home with you. And I left. And he left, too. And I was up waiting for a taxi, and he was halfway down the block, and he turned around and he came back, and he said, you know what you did to me? You messed up my whole mind. You know, there he was going home alone. And he looked so pitiful, and my heart just went out to him. I just couldn't fight it any longer. So I went home with him. Afterwards, I was so upset, because I realized it wasn't Keith. And I yelled at him, and I said, I hate you, and this is not going to happen again. I'm not going to come down tomorrow night. I don't want to see you. I hate you. And this is terrible. I'm leaving right now. You know, don't you dare say a word. And I said, you're not like Keith at all. You know, you're not even 1/5 of him. And I stormed out. And then the next night, it all happened again. I just couldn't help myself. And then he kept wanting me to stay over. And I couldn't. And then finally, I just couldn't stay away from him.
She said to Dennis, they're a light show man. I said, what sign are you? And he said something like Scorpio or Sagittarius. I said, oh, I bet you'd be a good fuck. And guess what? She went home with him that night. And I came in the next morning, and she was sitting on the bed in front of everybody, bawling him to death.
In front of everybody?
In front of everybody. These girls, they have no pride.
Maybe that's what the age of Aquarius really means.
That's what it is. That's what they, that's just
love
what they
say. Love will rule the world. They don't mean
they don't
just
want
love
you.
With the opposite sex, but also with the same sex.
But I myself love pop music. I love it. It's my life, music. You know, whenever I work, it's in and around the music business. My stereo man is my number one high.
I need music.
You like the music.
I come home at night, I turn on the radio. If I'm in a car, I turn on the radio. If I go somewhere, there has to be music playing.
Has to be music, definitely.
I do things better with music playing. Everything went faster with music.
It's the same scene wherever you go.
No, it's better when a group isn't playing, because then it's not like you're just running after them because they played and you heard them and you know, You're worshiping them because they're in a group. They're just there and you're there. And you're two people. It's like you met in the library.
How about when you get stoned and don't you get very aggressive?
Oh, yeah. I never have problems getting money. There's always somebody who likes to give me a few dollars, pay my phone bill, take me out to eat, and buy me a stamp. There's a lot of men around and just dying to give girls money. For nothing, you know. Come out to eat with me. They just want a pretty girl as their friend. And they really do. And I don't know what I'd do without them. Eventually I'm going to get married. And I guess it'll have to be a normal life. How many people have funny lives after they get married? But I still want to travel around. That's why I want to marry somebody who's rich. Not really. I really don't want to marry a millionaire. I want to be the millionaire. That's why I have to get discovered. So, and then we could just do things and travel around and not have to be tied down to one place. And I want lots of kids. I want 9 kids. Because I was the only child. And I want to sit down in the morning at the dinner or the breakfast table and have all these kids around me. And I could just sit at the head of the table and my husband will be at the other end and there'll be all the kids in between.
She got the prize.
Yeah, she got
the real prize.
Yeah, now she's with the leader. Before it was the roadies.
Well, they make a good couple. They're both groupies.
Not a good marriage.
But how could you marry one? Because they'll never be faithful to you.
I don't think she's pretty. I don't know.
Yeah, she used to hang on the wall, too, at one time.
Of course they all did.
If you hang on the wall long enough, it pays off.
It does.
It's nice to be seen with, a big celebrity.
It's nice to go home with them the next day. They stay with you. It was a big thing if they stay with you the next day. It means they might even like you. Nobody would go there if the girls weren't there, because the girls make the whole scene, right?
Yeah, groups just go there to pick up girls.
Because if they didn't have, let's say the regular girls, Karen, the ugly groupies. Well, they can't even be called groupies. But they're just the plain ugly girls that go there. No group's going to go there. Can I come down and see these girls? They're going to leave. They come down, let's say, us or some of the pretty ones. They'll stay, you know. These girls make the place.
He was so out of it. I was so really, really out of it that we had to prop him up against the wall so that he wouldn't, fall down on the ground. He couldn't even walk. And it was really awful, man, to see a cat who had all the power and who had really had obtained the ultimate in the music business.
These old groupies are really gross.
Ugly. They're ugly and gross.
How can you do that when you're 25?
Now that I'm older and I'm involved in other things, you know, I don't hang out as much as I do. But when I do, it's really amazing, man, when I see the chicks that have, moved in and, second-generation groupies, and they're 15-year-old chicks.
The chicks that we all knew were groovy chicks. They were all beautiful-looking. They'll have something going for them, you know, aside, because to keep the guys interested, you can't just be crummy because they'll sleep with you and then, throw you out. They don't care
very
much.
You have to have a riff, a gimmick.
You got to have your gimmick. Whether it's sexual, vocal, or whatever, you got to have something.
The Blob is a whorehouse, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hotel for unwed mothers.
The magic is getting so stale.
But there's so much money.
Monterey was incredible. Everyone was there. It was like a groupies paradise. All the head groupies were there from all over the world, flown in for the occasion. All the groups were there. All the drugs were there. It was just like 3 days of pack everything in that you could possibly want in your life. You know, you were going to die afterwards. Everyone was totally freaked out. There were a complex of hotels going down this big street, the main street in Monterey. And you could see people just moving up and down. Everyone would just trade off and on. It was really freaky.
Shit, and I had the mumps.
Do you ever see the girls fly by night at the scene, the freaks?
And they're all over each other.
Yeah, they kiss each other. You walk into the bathroom, they all ask, do you have any drugs and this and that. Go into the bathroom, and you see them going to the toilet together. Now you wonder, and then they come out with their arms around each other, kissing and holding each other's bodies, and they all go home together. They all sleep and live together, 3 or 4 of them at a time.
Yeah, they don't go home with a boy, though.
They don't go home with a boy, they go home with a girl. I guess they're both. But I think they prefer girls more because they're always around each other.
Who was it that was spraying that feminine spray on each other in the bathroom?
Spray.
And the laser. And they went into the little compartment, and you could see them picking up their skirts, and they sprayed each other with it.
There's group. It's group. It's in your head.
On one block.
It's addicting, really. Once you start, you can't stop.
There's a bunch of dodos around. That's the only people you can really communicate. That I like long hair.
I love long hair, too.
And where are you going to find it except in a group? And the cutest boys are in a group.
And they're most experienced.
So that's it. Groupie.
Of course. I don't think there's one group in New York that hasn't come in that I haven't met. I mean, it's getting to a point where I want something different. I don't know. I want something different. I want to take it easy and let things ride.
I want to join the Peace Corps.
You cater to them and you wash their clothes. I wash his underwear and his this, and I took care of him. Not because I cared.
Everyone's always over their house, you know, eating, sleeping over, whatever. That's the only way they can hold
having their laundry done.
Yeah.
And they were gooey for the night, and then we would kick them out the next morning.
Yeah, that's the hard part, deciding what to do with them the next day.
Yeah, you don't want to be with them.
Yeah, because you have things to do, or you want to go somewhere.
I've got better things to do than be with them. Mm-hmm. I've got my own life. I got to feed them. If they take you, they've got to feed you.
They'd have like 20 chicks living with them. Each one would have a harem with their babies.
What's a teenage boy's dream?
Right, but it's such a weird thing, and all these chicks would be so happy. They'd be like sisters. You know, everyone would be cooking big things. You know, and who's taking a turn sleeping with Peter tonight?
How are you musicians are really going to marry virgins? Where are they going to find them?
She went from one bed to the other.
She went from one bed to the other.
There was three of them in one room.
There was three of them in one room.
She was in each bed and balled each one of them.
I wonder how many times she's been diseased.
I balled him and I balled him. Oh, you balled him? Yeah, I balled him too. No kidding. He was really a drag.
You notice how whenever you go back with a group or something and it's late at night, you always get to watch the Late Late Show too.
We didn't do anything, really. I wouldn't do it.
You mean there's four of them in one room?
Everybody's in a group now, nowadays. It's the only thing to be, I guess.
Well, I'm not planning to get married for a long time.
I'm not either. I've got my life to live. I've got more chasing to do and more running around. And
so I'll make piggies with them.
Of course you will. She's young.
So if that makes me a groupie, then I'm a groupie.